This is Radio Diffusion International, transmitting from WSUV on KOUG. This week's program will be an entire hour of the man with the golden guitar, India's own Van Shipley. We started off the show with one of his early 78s from the mid to late 50s. The Devangari translates as either guitar filmy tune You Have to Love Me or You Have to Let Me. Not sure on that one. Van Shipley was born in the city of Lucknow in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. When most people hear the name, they go, but that's not an Indian name. Well, that's because not everybody in India is Hindu. Van was born and raised Methodist. Inspired by his mother, who played sitar, he took to music at a young age. His first instrument was the violin, for which he went to Saharanpur to study Indian classical music. There he studied under Ustad Bande Hasan Khan and his son Ustad Zinda Hasan Khan, who were both famous Kahyal singers in northern India. At the same time, he took lessons in Western music from an American named Dr. Weiser. Up next, off his first album from 1962, Kahin Deep Jail Kahin Dil. You're listening to Radio Diffusion International on the Coup. Thank you.
कौन जाने मैं क्या हूं, सुनना चाहते हो? सुनो, मैं एक चांद हूं जिसके माथे पर एक दाग है। मेरा दिल एक जलता हुआ चिराग है।
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Radio Diffusion International on KOUG at WSUV. This week's program, we're showcasing India's Van Shipley, the man with the golden guitar. We started off the first set with Kahan Deep Jail Kahan Dil from his first album titled Top Film Tunes. We followed that with Yamiri Zindagi off his second album from 1963, Guitar in Wonderland. After that, we heard Janpachan Ho from a single that came out in 1964. That song can be found on the Bollywood Steel compilation on Sublime Frequencies. Then we heard Omira Mani from his 1966 LP entitled Encore. And that last one was Zindagi Piazzi from a single from 1967. After studying Indian classical music in Saharanpur, Shipley returned to Lucknow to attend college, where he became involved with All India Radio. After college, he went off to the city of Pune to work for Prabhat Film Company before moving to the center of India's film industry, Bombay. It was there that Shipley caught the attention of producer and director Raj Kapoor, who spotted him while performing a live stage show. Kapoor enlisted Shipley to play violin on the soundtrack for Babar Saat in 1949. The following year, Shipley added his electric guitar to the dream sequence of A Aura, bringing him to the attention of the Gramophone Company of India, who wasted no time recording him. Coming up, Chahadisi Mulakat. You're listening to Radio Diffusion International on The Coup. Thank you.
देखो वो स्टेज पे आ गया।
This is Radio Diffusion International on KOUG at WSUV. This week we are featuring India's own Van Shipley, known as the Man with the Golden Guitar. We started off that set with Tuatzi and Mulakat from his 1968 album Express 707. After that we heard Carl Piar from 1969's Fantabulously Yours. We followed that with Raz Raz Razi from a single that was released in 1970. Then we heard Uh-Oh-Ara Hoon from 1971's Memories LP. And that last one was Pia Tu Ab Tu Aja from 1972's The Van Shipley Show. That song was most likely not recorded live. I've heard other supposedly live LPs from India where it was quite obvious that the crowd cheers were added at a different date than the actual performance. Shipley set off a steel guitar craze in India. Other steel guitarists from the 78 era include Batuk Nandi, Brij Bhushan Kabra, Kazi Aniruddha, Mohan Bhattacharya, Nalin Mazumdar, Robin Paul, S. Hazara Singh, Sujith Nath, and Sunil Ganguly. But most of these guitarists only recorded classical Tagore songs, with only a few recording filmy tunes. One of the more distinct things that set Van Chipley apart is that he played an 8-string guitar, which he designed and built himself to give him a drone sound that was more common to Indian classical music than it was in film songs. Almost all of the other Indian steel guitarists played a National dual 6-string console guitar. Chipley also designed his own electric violin, dubbed the Gypsy Violin, which he used on many of his later recordings. Next up, Chabi Kaho J. You're listening to Radio Diffusion International on the Coup. Thank you. This is Radio Diffusion International on KOUG at WSUV. This week we have been featuring The Man with the Golden Guitar, India's own Van Shipley. We started off that last set with Chabi Kahoje from a single that was released in 1974. We followed that with Aap Yahan Aai Kis Liya from his 1975 album Reflections. Then we heard Main Tasumi Mohabbat off a single from 1976. After that, we heard Suhana Safar from his Wondrous Melodies LP, which was also released in 1976. And that last one was Churaliya Hai Tumni off a single from 1977. Although he had already recorded a handful of 78s, Shipley's first album was released in 1962. He released an album every year until 1982, as well as a dozen or so EPs. He toured the world playing shows in Europe, the Middle East, the Caribbean Islands, Suriname, Guyana, and the U.S., including New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Buffalo, and Detroit. Besides recording, Shipley even acted in a few films, including 1964's Cha-Cha-Cha. I'd read somewhere that he lived in Hawaii for a while before moving back to India, although I'm not entirely sure of that. I do know that Van Shipley died Saturday, March 8th of 2008 of a heart attack in his home in Mumbai. We've got time for two more. First, Yama Yama from his 1981 album Eclipse 80, and then the last song in today's program will be a re-recording of the second song you heard earlier in the show, Gahen Deep Jail Gahen Dil, off his last album Balanced Brass. This is Radio Diffusion International. Until next week, over and out.
نمر بذكرى الى هذا العالم وانت تحتفظ.